The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Line is brought to you by Assurance Home Care, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ross Electric Motors, and Star General. Insurance made simple.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live Line, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, what's the day? Wednesday afternoon. So glad that you could join us. If you want to give us a call today, Tuesday. Y'all pray for me, yeah? They all starting to roll together now. Tuesday afternoon. I was just in Nassau yesterday. If you want to give us a call today on the show, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. It is heating up, okay? Election is round the corner, right around the corner. Prime Minister said, he told his people last night, he said, listen, on February, 15th or something like that, the Progressive Liberal Party will be launching. So there's definitely lots going on. We're getting ready for general elections, okay? And so it's no wonder that it makes sense that the political parties are now beginning to be very focused on sharing their thoughts about their own agenda for the country, their candidates, et cetera, et cetera. And the Free National Movement has been doing this for a little bit here on the show, and I am just delighted to have on the show today a lady who, from the time I met her, was just an impressive soul to me. Impressive soul. And she is the one and only Heather Hunt, the Free National Movement's candidate for the Elizabeth constituency. She's an attorney at law. Welcome, ma'am.
Hi, thank you. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you. So, Elizabeth, it is seeking to wrestle Elizabeth out of the hands of the Progressive Liberal Party. How's the campaign going?
The campaign is going well. The residents of Elizabeth have welcomed me with open arms. I want to thank them for, you know, allowing me the time to speak to them at the door. And that's exactly what I'm doing. One house at a time, one voter at a time. I'm not focused on a lot of publicity stunts and showcasing. I'm more of a person who will meet the residents directly. And as I engage with them, of course, I let them know that that's the type of representation that I intend to give them as well. You know, responsive and personal, very in touch with their needs directly at the door. So I'm very, very optimistic. I'm feeling actually confident. And I've been getting a great response.
And this is not your first rodeo, as we like to put it. You have been in the political throes for some time. You sought representation in the, which constituency was that now?
That was Marathon. So in 2012, yeah.
Yeah, Marathon was right over my the tip of my tongue. You know, and you have served in the Senate, no?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Okay, and so you're familiar with the dynamics of our politics and the that abound in the country. What when you move through Elizabeth, I'm really, really keen to hear your answer to this. Not what the people across the country saying for the moment, but what are the residents of Elizabeth saying to you? Are their greatest hopes, fears, or frustrations, anxiety?
That there are localized issues in certain neighborhoods, right? That have to do with infrastructure or, you know, needs. But I can tell you, Shivago, for the most part, the concerns of the residents of Elizabeth are general concerns of the country in general, as the cost of living. Being able to live a decent life, the high cost of energy, crime. Also, of course, there's a very strong undertone or strong belief that as a country, we have to make sure that we're protecting our borders and protecting our identity and sovereignty when it comes to illegal immigration. So those are the very key national pillars that I'm hearing every time I come through a door. So like I've come to find out the concerns of Elizabeth are the concerns of the nation. Of course, though, in particular areas where there are flooding issues, where there are, you know, drainage issues. And of course, we do have coastal areas in Elizabeth. And so there is concern about when there are hurricanes, because even when there are no major storms that hit, pockets of Elizabeth are very highly and very seriously affected. I mean, we would have had just a water spout, or they have the technical meteorological name for it. But, you know, without any hurricane or storm being called, you'd have had scores of residents just experienced severe damage to their homes in recent weather events. And so there is a concern along that eastern coast about floods, drainage, and just making sure that, especially as the effects of climate change become more hurricane or a storm, to have a catastrophic weather event. And so you're hearing that. But really, in the main, you know, residents want to be safe. Residents want to be able to earn a decent living and take care of their children and live in their homes comfortably, not having to be overly concerned about choosing whether they pay their electricity or other bills, because it's just hard to make their paycheck stretch.
Are you finding enthusiasm about, one, registering to vote, two, going out to vote? And how is that when you look at the generations, the older versus younger people, maybe first-time voters versus other voters, et cetera? So what are you finding in Elizabeth? Because, you know, we had a low voter turnout in Golden Isles, and we could always, by election, and we could always debate why that was. We've had a low voter turnout in the last general election, so we could always debate why that was. But we clearly, you and I would agree that we want to return to days when we were having very high voter turnout to vote, right? So what are you finding?
Well, honestly, I am surprised that I did expect some voter apathy, because I've been campaigning, you know, throughout the entire, you know, period in various locations, and even most recently the Golden Isles by-election. So I had a pulse of the voter apathy that exists in the country at the moment, but it has hit me in the face in a new way. You have persons, especially younger persons, who really just say, "What am I registering to vote for?" There is a trust deficit with politics on a whole or in general. And so I have to find myself speaking directly to younger persons, but also some middle-aged persons to say that, you know, making the decision not to vote or not to register is still making a decision. So we have to go through that hurdle of, you know, why it's not the wisest choice to be apathetic. Just you know, make your choice. So that way, at the end of the day, participating in your democracy. So, yes, I am very...
But that is an issue out there, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is. I mean, the reality is over all of these, you know, these last 30 years or so, especially in light of the changing governments every election, we've created a younger generation who's just, one, not engaged, you know. And I think also with the advent of social media and what engages and what entertains young people, what they're thinking about. I mean, maybe politics has not kept up with the things that engage young people now. And that doesn't have anything to do with what political side you are on. But, I mean, they are about, you know, perhaps other things that political parties are not speaking so much to. And then again, also, I think that as each generation progresses, you know, our parents are not as dogmatic, about you got to do what I do. So as each generation comes along, you'd find that the parents encourage a more liberal atmosphere when it comes to politics in their homes. And so that can, from what I can tell, that's lending into this. Well, you know, I'm not really into anyone. And so, again, though, as we do this door-to-door, I'm finding once you engage people in conversation, have that conversation at the door and say, you know, this is really why you have to be involved in the future of your country, because especially you as a young person, you know, time being on your side, you know, if the Lord tarries, like they say, you're the one who's going to have to live here, you know, for the next 10, 20 years. And so while your parents are committed to, you know, red, yellow, green, or black, you know, you can't rest on your laurels because you're going to be the one having to live here and go through the consequences of sitting down and letting the minority choose the government yet again.
You know, I spent a lot of years in youth work, And one of the things that stood out to me, both in my research and in my is how tied to personality young people can be. This is a younger set of people now. They, like, for instance, a youth pastor said to me when I was a youth director in a church, he said, "Shibago, these people will show up for you." Because they're very relational.
Yes.
Right? And so the politics has to be one of connection, just as you said, not only around issues, just around, you know what, I get this person, I think this person get us, and you know what, I like them. And so that makes the task even a little bit more rigorous, eh?
Yes, I mean, it's at the end of the day, it is, politics is about people. And if you can't connect to a person on the ground, right? And like I say everywhere I go every day, real knows real, okay? So when I go and I make a connection, even the persons who are not supportive of my party end up having a real and a personal interaction with me that they can touch and feel. Of course, you don't sway everyone. So those persons who are, you know, apolitical or undecided or, you know, probably didn't want to vote at all, after that conversation, you tend to find, for the most part, you know, persons who are just thankful that you've taken the opportunity to listen to them, but also feeling hopeful that should I be successful, they'll end up having a representative that they could touch and feel and access. And like you said, it's all about relationships. And that's what I'm doing every day, just trying to build those one at a time.
Okay, so we're talking with Heather Hunt, ladies and gentlemen, the Free National Movement's candidate for the Elizabeth constituency. We're going to take a break, but Heather, when we come back on the vacation, you guys have just had, and you've got some, you've got most, if not, I think most of your candidates' name. Let's talk about the dynamics of that and what that grouping is offering. Let me come back. Is that okay?
Yes, sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hey, Nassau, get ready for the new and bold Barbecue Crispy King at Burger King. Two 100% flame-grilled patties stacked with that irresistible onion crunch you love, smoky barbecue sauce, crisp bacon, and melted cheddar, all on a buttery brioche bun. Mmm, crunch, bacon, cheese, flame-grilled flavor. Swing by any of Burger King's 6 Nassau locations. Do Crispy King today. Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
The following is a paid political message.
Out to Kalani.
That was a paid political message.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any referral. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where we're talking with Heather Hunt, the Free National Movement's candidate for the Elizabeth constituency. And we're gonna talk some more about the FNM's plans around some of these issues that she sees surfacing in Elizabeth and across the country. Heather, you ratified, as I understand it, I think all but two of your candidates. I think the last I checked, it was Michael and Marco City outstanding, and I can't imagine who you're going to put in Marco City.
I know, right?
I mean, I can't imagine. By the way, that's my constituency, you know.
All right.
That's where I live.
Okay, so, good.
But you have essentially a full slate of candidates. Talk to us about the slate. Like, what are the characteristics? What do you see? Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, I was very excited. The energy in the room on Tuesday, of course, standing room only in FNM headquarters on Mackey Street, where the basically the final round for the, you know, for equities were presented to the Bahamian people. And firstly, just the excitement of the FNMs was palpable. And then I was excited and fire in the room. But that round really brings together a diverse group of leaders. You know, they've from all around the country. This team comes from various walks of life. You know, it's we have experienced former senators, parliament, and cabinet ministers, but we also have fresh faces, and we also have persons who bring, you know, real world experiences and international experiences. And so I'm confident that this group of colleagues, and I'm grateful and proud to be a part, you know, we'll be bringing new ideas and strong commitment, you know, to service it. The team really, Shivago, is balanced. And if I could pick a word, balanced and capable. And so the Bahamian people, I believe, can see a team that was put together and really shows the leadership of our Prime Minister in waiting, Michael Pintard, ensuring that he has a deep bench of talent. And what's exciting to me, of course, I have to show my bias. Every time I come on the radio, I do have something to say about the women, them, right?
You can represent. It's okay. We're not, you know, it's okay. You
exactly.
represent.
Exactly. But we, when I ran, and I was privileged to run, up to that point, that was the largest cohort of women ever put forward by the FNM. And we had 9. And so fast forward now, I'm pleased and privileged again to be a part of the candidates that we're putting forth, 13 women. And that's
okay,
the largest amount.
Out of the 41.
Yeah, so we've actually ratified the most women that the party has ever ratified. Wow. And so we're making
2%. That's almost half.
Well, we're making history. You know, we're committed, and that's not by chance. That's intentional. It's a deliberate commitment to inclusive leadership. You know, we're ensuring that women have a strong voice, making sure that we're fully participating in all of the national decisions, and that's a commitment that our leader made very early on in his after his ascension to leader of the FNM. And so I'm thankful that he actually stuck to his word on demonstrated in this very powerful team of, well, in its entirety, but if I can have my bias, in the 13 women who are there, very fierce, very strong, very, very accomplished in all the areas of their, you know, professional and personal and civic and, you know, charitable works. So we're looking forward to that. This is a slate ready to govern on day one, Shivago.
And you had, you yourself represented a youth injection into the politics of the Free National Movements in movement in times past.
Yes.
I mean, you stay young, but you guys also have within your slate of candidates some young people, you know, right?
We do. Well, when I first ran, I know I was the youngest up to that point ever to be nominated, and I was 31. I don't think we've run a younger woman since. I'm just a couple years older now, eh?
You mean the youngest woman, eh?
Yes. Well, so yeah, we're talking females, yes.
Okay,
sorry,
okay,
we're talking,
okay.
Yeah. But no, I know you
I
and,
suggest,
no, no, no.
Tell you, what,
you and Travis.
One little.
No, female.
Yes, okay.
But yes, and this slate still has that youthful flavor, but of course, you and my colleague Travis really were the examples of what young candidates can do and accomplish and inspire in Bahamians. You know, we always, and I always thank you for that privately as well, but publicly, you know, I can say you've been a great example for all of us young people who are aspiring, you know, to public service. But yes, we have the young, we have the seasoned, we have the males and females, we have all the different professions, many different professions, I should say, represented. And so we'll be knocking on doors.
You say ready to govern on day one. And do you think there is, do you think there's a great appreciation for the gravity of the challenges confronting the Commonwealth of the Bahamas?
I think so. I think so, Shivago. I know so. But I'm also reassured by this thing. The Free National Movement is accustomed to governing in crisis. If you check back into the history, and you know, some people may say it's debatable, but we are the party that has governed the Bahamas numerous crises, and our track record can really show that we have been the government to bring things back, or basically be the cleanup crew, for lack of a better word.
That's actually not debatable. You're absolutely right. I mean, whether you look at the international reputational crisis that confronted the Bahamas in 92 and Ingram came to office, or you look at the Great Recession 2007-2008, when we were in office again, and I say we as an Ingram myself were there. If you look at the pandemic, they were all significant crises that the Free National Movement was in government at the time.
That's right. And the great hurricanes. I mean, some of the, you know. So to say that, you know, I'm confident that there is definitely an appreciation for the gravity of the situation we're in. And, of course, many of our professional advisors, consultants, but even within our own ranks as the MPs and the candidates, we have enough of a life experience in business and economics. And, of course, we have enough senior members of our party who may not be running on the front line but remain actively involved in supporting us to help us craft various plans to, you know, put what we say, the country back on a steady course. And we're working every day, you know.
We have a call on the line. We want to take that call. We're going to have to take a break soon, and then we have some text to read for you. So let's go. Caller, go right ahead. We're listening to you.
Hey, good day, brother Lang.
Hey, right here, my friend. What's up?
Auntie, I didn't get your guest name. I probably told him a little late.
Heather Hunt, the Free National Movement's candidate for Elizabeth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with my son. Yes. Listen, Lang, I have a question, right? I hear we're talking about a deep bench and ready to go from day one and balanced team, right? But Ms. Lang, I have a question. You can answer this too, right? The Bahamas has about 400,000 people, right? Give or take 420, depending on who you ask, right? I mean, we're not a big country. You know what I'm saying? Very small country, right? My son, is why is it that, I mean, we can't get simple things done correctly, right? For instance, okay, let's say our roads, right? I mean, these are simple things, right? You go to apply for a business license or a license or whatever it is, right? You understand what I'm saying, so?
Yeah, man, I'm listening to you, brother.
If you have a contract and you and time to get paid, like, what is her response as to, I mean, I hear she's saying, but they want
to answer
stuff,
then.
Right?
That's a clear and good question. Let her answer.
But thank you very much, though. For sure.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, so Shivago, the FNM is ready to get to work on day one. Now, he spoke to, for example, roads, right? One particular plan of the FNM going forward into the next term is to introduce local government in New Providence, right? Doing that takes some of the responsibility, definitely eliminates red tape for local entities or the local council to actually get things done in their community. We've seen, and we are the party that introduced it in the Family Islands. We definitely want to ensure that it's strengthened throughout the Family Islands. But if we reproduce that same concept that we have in the Family Islands that we've found to be successful and bring that into the island of New Providence where the majority of the persons live, I believe, and the party believes, that you're going to see a very, vast improvements in the way that we get things done, cutting out the middleman or shortening the time that it takes to get certain things done in your local area. Of course, we all know the ease of doing business has caused frustration to, you know, Bahamians. And now we're in February and, you know, persons are still waiting on their 2026 business licenses. And so we do have to, and we will actually, pay more attention to ease of doing business, making sure that the processes are more seamless, you know, cutting that red tape and all of the in between things that you really, cause business people a lot of frustration in the country.
Okay. In the second half of the show, I could talk to some things, some thoughts I have on some of that stuff, but we want to talk to Heather Hunt about her thoughts on these matters. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good evening, how you doing?
Good, man, how you doing?
So far, so good. What you said about the local government is very interesting. I must say that is very interesting with the local government issue. And can I ask your guest if the FNM have that in the manifesto, are they bringing out a manifesto first? I should ask her.
Definitely. So the FNM, as is a custom, will present to the Bahamian people our plan and our proposal manifesto for the next general election. At this time, I'm not in a position to say that it will be today or tomorrow, but it will definitely be there. And the Bahamian people will have ample opportunity to read in detail.
And you were saying that in the manifesto will have a plan showing how you will lay out the local government so that the Bahamian people, if we support the FNM in the next election and you all become the government, and you all have a plan in the manifesto how we all do this local government in Nassau, because it's really needed. I don't mean it'll help with the crime issue. It will help with plenty local issues that politicians believe that they need to be dealing with in an area with majority of politicians who win, even though live in the area. But if you empower the locals and their constituencies, like how you say you all will implement this local government, it'll be a great step. It'll be the greatest step the FNM has ever made for the Bahamian people. Because, the local government is empowerment. Plenty of things that the central government is doing, local government can do speed bumps, repair, clean alongside the road, clean the graveyard. Those money should go to local government constituencies, which has those different like graveyards and cemeteries in their area, moving their garbage. The government should, instead of paying that $33,000 or $35,000 to a company, send it to the constituency. Let the government even maybe finance their garbage truck. Give them a truck, and then from there they can hire local persons in their area, to work and stuff like that.
Okay, bro. Okay, great. Listen, great ideas, great thoughts. Sounds to me like you need to go and try and put some thoughts to them about how to do this. But we got to move on. I appreciate your calling. Really appreciate it. Great question too. if I'm not mistaken, somebody indicated that local government. In fact, I'm not mistaken. That local government was in the last FNM manifesto.
Well, this is a yes.
And in Nassau.
Right. Well, I mean, and we've heard the idea has been floated for, several years, Shivago, but there's a renewed commitment under this leadership to see that it is done. I mean, there's several things that, of course, persons may say that they are not new, such as the fixed election date or fixed term for prime ministers or the institution of freedom of information. All of those things, one may say, well, we know that they are not new things or new ideas. But what we're saying is that there's a commitment on day one to implement these long-standing and low-hanging fruit that we've been promising, and not just successive governments have been saying need to be done, but they've just not had the political will to execute. You'll see things like that in our manifesto as well when it is published.
Okay, this text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang and my good friend Heather Hunt. I wish you well in Elizabeth, because here in Central and South Lutra, we are going with Philippa Kelly, says that texter. Okay, Philippa Kelly is one of your candidates?
That's right. She's the candidate for Central and South Lutra.
Okay. This says, good day, Lang. Hello to your guest, Lang. I will guarantee Mr. Pintard will nominate the senator who resigned, will be ratified in McCall. Trust me. Okay. So you made a prediction. We made a prediction. All right. This text says, cleanup crew is right. I don't like the term day one. What does that mean? Says that texter.
Well, I mean, it just means that you're ready to go. So, yes, maybe saying that, we know that we're not going to accomplish necessarily all of those items at one. But if you are prepared, and ready to govern as soon as we enter into the halls with God's help, we know that there are certain key priorities. I mean, we hear it even in the U.S. where it's more entrenched. You know, it's something that we're just coming around to doing lately in the Bahamas. But, you know, those who've studied about the U.S., everyone speaks about the first 100 days, right? And so that's a more realistic time frame. But when I say ready on day one, just basically meaning that when we get into the House of Assembly, we know exactly what are the priority and what are the priorities and the low hanging fruit that we got to execute on right away.
Okay, you nominated NBA star former NBA Fox. He is getting a lot of attention from all sides. He has had to find himself defending even his Bahamian-ness, his connectedness, etc. Your thoughts about some of the things that people are mounting about him? He is no doubt one of the most high-profile candidates you would have nominated.
Well, that's true. I can tell you the way that I said to him when he got ratified, and I did, you know, I sent him a text message, and I basically, and this is how I feel, and I think many Bahamians feel this way, especially after he would have had such a powerful interview on the another news carrier most recently, but. I sent him a text and I said, you know, I remember driving past your house on Johnson Road every day. You know, I know your mother. I sang in the Bahamas National Youth Choir with your sister, who's one of the most beautiful persons encountered in my time in the cultural world. I said, my parents were proud of you when you were in the NBA, and all of us who were younger were looking up to you and proud that we had a Bahamian in the NBA. So my sentiments were not to be distracted, because so many of us were proud of you then, and we're going to continue to be proud of you now. He's from Fox Hill. He's from Johnson Road. He went to Kingsway Academy. We may not have known him personally, but so many of us, well, those who went to school with him know him. I'm younger, so I know his
family. I hear people about his Bahamian-ness. I've had my challenges with maybe his introduction to Bahamian politics, but not his Bahamian-ness, etc., because I played basketball with Rick Fox on the Prairie grounds.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, and I'm talking on more than one occasion, right? So that really doesn't bother me at all. But I know it is an issue, and I just wanted to.
Also, I mean, if I may, on that point, if he was qualified to be an ambassador and hold the title of His Excellency, that's something that is not or should not be taken lightly or an honor bestowed lightly. And so if this government deemed him fit to represent my country and take on the title of His Excellency as an ambassador, then I think they are unable to say, for whatever reason, he's unfit to take on this role. And I wish him well in Garden Hills. And I see I'm enjoying the social media posts too, you know. Sure. But we're here for it, you know.
We're gonna we owe you a few more minutes, so we're gonna take a break for news, and then on the other side of the break, we will finish up our discussion.
Okay.
We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road 249 or 323-5267.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you or someone you love in need of at-home care support? Maybe you require medication administration, mobility assistance, or post-surgical recovery support. Do you have a loved one who is suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia and need patient-centered support? Well, there's a caring, affordable, and trusted solution available for you. It's called Assurance Home Care. We have certified Bahamian nurses and caregivers, and we can provide both hourly or monthly rates. Call us now for a free consultation at 242-810-8995. At Assurance Home Care, we provide quality care you can trust right at home.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where we're speaking with Heather Hunt, the Free National Movement's candidate for the Elizabeth constituency. If you want to give us a call on the show, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Heather, the government of the Bahamas, the Davis administration, boasts that it is transforming the energy landscape of the Bahamas. Its minister enthusiastically in the House of Assembly, self and their team about what is happening to transform energy reliability, energy cost, energy cleanliness in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, even now making a bid to acquire the Grand Bahama Power Company. And this against the backdrop of the notion that the Free National Movement in the previous administration did nothing along those lines, and that things are better and getting better now. What say ye to that, those claims?
Well, Shivago, I mean, the cost of electricity is something that's on the minds of every single Bahamian, because at the end of the day, the truth of the matter is that the electricity bills are not cheaper today than they were in 2021, although the government claims that they are. Since this government came into power, you know, energy bills really have gone up, you know, well, high amounts. You know, I mean, I know my personal bill has gone up. I know when I go door to door, person say that it's a difference between 2021 and now, because what used to cost them a few hundred dollars is sometimes double the amount that they're paying. And honestly, the costs are set to rise further if nothing very substantial is done, because people are now having to dip into their savings and all to pay their electricity bills and decide between food and medication and mortgage, because the electricity bill is just as high as their rent. And really, it has nothing to do with amount of the electricity that's consumed. What really it is all about is that, or at least one of the main pillars, is the fuel cost. And to say that the FNM did nothing with respect to that particular line item, that would be false, because the FNM left in place a hedge. And everyone's saying, oh, okay, you're talking about this hedge again. But yes, we are talking about this hedge again. Why? Because hedge is like insurance for fuel cost. When the PLP came in place, they met in place a program that ensured that the fuel costs would stay at a certain level. So at least we wouldn't have an increase in fuel costs for the electricity generation. Those costs would have remained fixed. But what the PLP did, they eliminated
over the period of the hedge,
could be renewed. But over the period of the hedge, which is the period now that we've gone through this, basically the entire administration, right? Mm-hmm. So they would have at least met electricity fuel costs at a level and maintained them. They did not do that. And then, of course, we remember the whole saga in the House of Assembly. They, you know, said one thing, he didn't know about it, he did know about it. You know, the Prime Minister, you know, they had this back and forth about who knew what about the hedge, when, and why it wasn't renewed. And here we are years later. Persons now are feeling it in their pocket. But the PLP government now is back to a new hedge.
I was just going to mention that if you heard that and what your response was to it.
Yes, I mean, why was it bad when we did it, right? Or why weren't you a prudent government then to ensure that the Bahamian people enjoyed the benefit of the hedge for 4 years? So as I think about it, it's like a trend now with this government. They come into place, see something that the FNM was doing, and it's wrong, and they can't continue it. And then a few years later, after we suffer through it all of this time, they come back and correct it and say, well, yeah, you know, that was the right thing to do in the first place. The same thing with VAT on the bread basket items and other items that they met in place at a zero rate. Come in, put the VAT on it. We suffer through it for 4 years. Now, April 1st, no VAT on all food items. After, you would have met so many things at a zero rate, and you've made us pay for it for 4 years. The same thing with this electricity. So we do not object to the hedge, getting back to the energy, because that's what we put in place. We're just saying that it's irresponsible and it's disingenuous to get up and proclaim that the PLP government is responsible for reducing electricity bills, are the ones responsible for the increase in the first place. We didn't have to suffer these 4 years with higher fuel costs, because we know that in this period between the hedge, or the original FNM hedge, if I can describe it as that, and now, the government and BPL have racked up, you know, other fuel debt and fuel bills, and that's being passed on to the consumer. And so we're not buying it. Yeah, we're not buying that one.
Okay, we got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. All right, go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. All right, maybe we lost them. Maybe we lost them.
Yeah.
The thing about it is that that I find sometimes a little curious on the energy side is that if you look objectively, you can check the bills. I have bills from 2021 and I have bills now. The electricity rate was lower in 2021 than it is now in many respects. Maybe not the first 200 kilowatt hours, but in other respects, the rate is lower. But the government says, that their program is transforming things such that energy cost is lower.
Right, but if we look, persons who are consuming now less than 800 kilowatts, right? And we've done our homework on this. So I'm not just, you know, this isn't pie in the sky here. Energy bills for consumption that's less than 800 kilowatts has gone up about 74%, okay? And persons who have 800 kilowatts has increased by over 100%, about 114%, 115%. Just like you say, this is something that, you know, can be analyzed just on the pure statistics. You know, the reality is persons know that they were paying far less for electricity than they are paying now. And all we're saying is, of course, as a responsible government, the PLP ought not to come now, 4 years later. Of course, relief is good at any time, right? But you're giving relief now when, without admitting or acknowledging what you met in place, the safeguard that you met in place. It was not prudent for you to allow that safeguard to fall away and have us out here for 4 years paying money out of our nose about it. So we're not going to accept that you're giving us something now and you're doing such an awesome job when you should have held the line for us and it would have made life a lot easier for us over the last 4.5 years.
What do you make of the grandmama purchase, the proposition?
Well, I believe...
Grandmama Power Company.
I believe that in reality, this particular administration has entered into deals without being transparent with the Bahamian people. I am personally not a fan of hearing about another acquisition or another potential deal before we have full disclosure on the deals that are in place. We've seen on the news that, okay, full disclosure of details may jeopardize certain terms of contracts. Well, that's also something that I'm not buying. You know, what is the deal for generation, you know, on the generation side? What are the power purchase agreements? What are the details of the solar plants and the different projects on the family islands? Who are the persons that we are already under contract with? To my mind, that Grand Bahama power purchase can be raised after you've satisfied all the other secret deals that have been made without full disclosure to the Bahamian people.
We have a text here that says, if the FNM documents and executes local government, that will be a game changer. And if they win and don't, I will post on Facebook every day, where's local government? I hate when parties lie for votes. It lacks integrity.
I agree with you. I may be joining you and saying where's local government every day until it's implemented. It's a personal, I mean, it's a party commitment, firstly, I mean, above self, but as a representative that I aspire to be, I am completely committed and will become one of the chief advocates for that to be accomplished.
This text says, Mr. Lang, they had a motorcade for Michael Thompson, the Golden Girls, the Golden Knights, the Sydney Poitier, and others. Rick Fox has 3 rings, and we had no motorcade for him. Why not?
I don't know, they dropped the ball, eh?
I can answer that question, you know. But, you know, Michael, like, seriously, though, Michael Thompson's role in the securing of the Lakers championships was a bit different than Rick Fox's, I have to tell you. If there was no Michael Thompson, the Lakers don't have them championships. And so at that period of time, it was kind of like a thing that he was central to that victory because, you know, Kevin McHale was like the Achilles heel for the Lakers at the time. And Michael Thompson was the check on Kevin McHale. The check. So, you know, I don't know. It was maybe just a timing issue. Maybe just a timing,
maybe.
You know?
But when you start talking basketball, all I could tell you is that I am a fan and I will be cheering. every time a Bahamian on the team, I am a fan of that team. That's what.
Go Edgecombe. Go Edgecombe. Go Eaton.
That's right.
This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang and your guest, Ms. Hunt. I am praying for her success at the polls. Tell me, please, who is the white man recently ratified by a constituency in Abaco by the PLP? A Juan somebody, where did he come from? Is he a Bahamian by birth or by investment? Man, come on. Come on. I don't even hit your head with that, man. Mm-hmm. Come on. He's a Bahamian.
Marco Cilier.
Yeah, in Marco City for PLP. He's a Bahamian. Come on. What do you mean he's a Bahamian by investment? You can't be a Bahamian by investment. There's no such thing. It says, Mrs. Hunt, energy has gone down because, says that texter.
I wish my bill was $5.
The reality is people can have their bills. Some people can have their bills go down, especially if you are under that 200 kilowatt hours, as I said. But if you look at the rate, what you get charged, both in terms of your base rate and the fuel surcharge, there's no question that's gone up.
It has gone up.
And relative, I mean, to 2021.
Relative to 2021, that's correct. But I'm happy for those with that amount of usage that can experience the benefit, as Bahamians should. Sure. That still doesn't make everything else that I said incorrect. And two things can be right at the same time.
Absolutely. Well, final words, ma'am. Let us know it's coming.
It is coming. You know, just telling everyone to get out there and register to vote. You know, we as a party, we are concerned about some things that's happening at the Parliamentary Registry Department. So I'm just making a call out to all persons, you know.
What would be the principal concern you have at the Parliamentary Registration Department?
We're hearing mixed messages. People are being turned away who want to transfer. Notwithstanding, Mr. Thompson would have made announcements that, not all of the things such as a letter from your landlord or utility bill in your personal name. You know, there were a lot of people being frustrated not being able to transfer because of those items being requested. So we note that Mr. Thompson did make public announcements to say that that will no longer be the case. But especially in the family islands, we're finding people being turned around and still being called to present documentation to transfer that the commissioner himself publicly stated is no longer required.
Well, fortunately for us, we're going to be talking with him on Thursday. So folks, stay tuned, listen up, and hopefully they'll get the message to the family island so that they can act accordingly.
Yeah. I mean, among other things, you know, dead person still on the register. It's taking a long time for new names to show up on the register. So we're just telling people, just make sure you go out there and you register to vote. And if there's any irregularity or if there's anything that you believe is not correct, you know, question the persons there, you know, just don't accept whatever is being told to you without requesting an explanation, because you shouldn't be turned away, especially in the face of the Commissioner Thompson stating that they're trying to make the process easier. And we're going to continue to raise these issues and speak about it publicly, because we want clear answers. We want to be sure that, you know, people have trust in the process, and we just want the rules that are applied across the board and consistently. And so we're going to continue to advocate for the register that's accurate and trustworthy, because we have to rely upon it, you know. So with that, I'm just saying, get out there and vote. Clearly, the time is running short. I mean, we're all listening. We heard what the Prime Minister said. So they come in, like they say in Junkanoo, they come in. Well, you need to get out there, register to vote. Please vote. You know, your vote matters. It's not a time to let the minority make the decision for the rest of us, because we all have to live with the decisions that we make. Elizabeth, I thank you once again for letting me into your homes. We're going to continue knocking on doors and making sure we're working for an Elizabeth for everyone. And that's my final word. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. It's a pleasure. Been great talking to you.
Great to be here. See you again soon, I hope.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this break.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Marcos Pizza. Pizza has the perfect everyday deal. Pick up a large one-topping pizza for only $10 every single day. This has to be the best pizza deal in town. No gimmicks, just great pizza at a great price every day. Fresh, fast, and full of flavor. That's the magic of Marco's. Only at Marco's participating locations.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low. Loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-3000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Screening for colorectal cancer should begin at the age of 45. Reduce your risk for colon cancer and schedule your colonoscopy today at reduced prices for the months of March and April at the office of Dr. Harold Mullings, located next to Princess Margaret Hospital. Call us today at 328-5550 or WhatsApp 816-1417.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 6.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call on the show, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316. 325-4316. Or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-30. You know, a texter texted, well, a caller called in to ask why simple things are not done in the Bahamas. And that's connected to what we were talking about yesterday, about how filthy so many parts of Nassau is, you know? It's connected to how filthy so many parts of Nassau is, yeah. Why? Like, it's not that there is not sometimes mechanisms in place, you know, to do some things. Government hires maybe some private concerns to do some things, give them contracts. And I want to be clear with you. In far too many instances, listen, I'm not saying in every instance, so don't go looking at everybody cockeyed when I say this. But in many instances, these contracts as opportunities for patronage, all right? You get to give the boys who supported you something to do, the ladies something to do. And I'm not even going to pretend that's not the case. They know it and I know it, okay? And I'm not even that's not even a criticism. You're putting people to work. You're giving the soldiers something to do. Okay. But what you owe to the public, though, having done the patronage, what you is a result that the public can be proud of. And I'm going to keep, listen to me, y'all listen to me. I'm going to use this word a lot over the next period of time. I don't know if that can be 10 years, 6 years, 100 years, 2 years, 2 minutes. Proud of. Where is our pride? Where is the pride? What is pride? Not arrogance that I'm better than somebody else. It is a sense of excellence that says, look at what I did. Look at what we did. Where is your pride? You cannot have pride throwing no stinking, nasty, dirty dot in the public square. You can't have pride in that, man. You can't have pride spitting all over the place in the public road. And don't I'm telling you all what I just see. You can't do that. You can't have pride that. And you can't, as a government, have or instill pride when the things that you are responsible for looks shabby, drabby, and just plain terrible. No matter how lofty our PLP language, no matter how lofty our FNM language, we cannot be serious in using that lofty language when simple things are left undone. Simple things. I remember you, but Alexander Ingram saying one day, he said, listen, man, how can we come here to cabinet every Tuesday? There is a fountain out there near the cabinet office, and we can't keep the fountain running. We cannot keep the fountain running. Government buildings, the paint flaking off. The hurricane shutters leaning over. The air condition ain't working. And we're building this first class that. We're gonna give the Bahamian people what they want in these modern amenities. But these simple matters, simple things aren't able to be done. You know why? Ain't nobody supervising it to the extent that it need be supervised. Because that's what matters in leadership. You don't get what you expect. You get what you inspect. Someone has got to be inspecting. And if you are political, you are out there boasting about all you are doing. And on the ground, your people are not realizing and experiencing the benefits of all you say you're doing. Then you have to see that gap is a troublesome gap. It is. And it boils down to leadership. John Maxwell said it. He said, leadership sets a cap on everything. That there has to be the level of leadership at the political directorate level, at the administrative level of the permanent secretary, and all of the people that flow down from there, everybody calling into account the results that are supposed to be executed. But if you're in your lofty chamber, well, no, all you're doing is you speech making, and you are not checking on the ground to see that something and things are actually being done. Huh? You wonder why your people are frustrated? All your roads bust up? All the sides of the roads are dirty? All the hedges are improperly manicured. We live in a small country, man. We live in a small country, and we cannot have aesthetically appealing environments to be operating in and telling the world, come to us. And we expect to impress them? Come on now. Spending big money here and there. Why would we not spend the big money to clean up our house? Spend the big money to fix your house up. Spend the big money to secure your house. Huh? Something's amiss. This Texas Bay Street is nasty, dingy, and dirty, period. And this Tex have been complaining about that forever. Thousands of visitors each day. Shameful. But forget visitors. As a Bahamian, I'm ashamed this island is kept. So the side streets are worse. Yes, the side streets are terrible. And I'm going to say it again. If the roads in Nassau reflected plastic surgery having been done on somebody, that them people would be butchered up and they would look like Frankenstein monster. Not Frankenstein. Frankenstein was the doctor. He was who looked bad. It was his monster that looked bad. Frankenstein monster. I mean, just chop up, cut up. What the heck are we doing? Seriously? Are you driving on those roads? Huh? You in leadership, are you driving on them roads? And you are okay with that? I mean, the roads are butchered up. Boom, boom, boom. The BPL, that thing do, boom, boom, boom. This one now, they're cutting up the middle of the road. And we think that we are a modern society in that regard. Really? Why are these little things not done, sir? And it wouldn't matter if the FNM going and the PLP going if this does not happen. And there have been periods in which the FNM may have been in and these things did not happen as they ought to because of supervision. Because, you know, to his credit, curse him if you want, curse me if you want for talking about it. To his credit, Hubert Alexander Ingram used to drive up and down Nassau, up and down in Nassau. He made it a point on the weekends, and he moved up and down to come and tell you, you see this? You all see that? You see the next thing? You see the next thing? Because in leadership, you have to have a curiosity about what the heck is going on in the environment that you are leading in. That's your job, to know the present reality that confronts the people you lead, because your job is to change that reality if it ain't working for the people you serve. That's the job of leadership. That's the job of leadership. And too very often, that's not what's happening. All right? So it boils down to leadership, folks. It boils down to leadership. And we can't get away from that. On the heads of the leadership of this country, past and present, must fall the public affairs, the failings of it. And where the successes have occurred, the credits of public affairs, and there have been successes. But it boils down to leadership. And I'm, listen, man, I've been there y'all before, I'm 58 years old. Whatever y'all want to do to me in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, feel free. Okay, whatever you want to do to me. It's all good for me. All right? You're not going to stop me from saying what I believe to be true. And I'm telling you guys, stop patting yourself on the back. FNM, PLP, DNA, CO. Stop patting yourself on the back. Stroking your own egos about what you've accomplished. Because if the broad public of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas are not your cronies, not your sycophants, not the people who support you 100% no matter what the heck you do, but some of your critics, if they can send a question with that that's different, that's changed for the better, etc. Then you're saying something. But you know, carry on. Say, this text says on a house day, all the government cars park up in the square. Fish stinks from the head, says this text. Texas says, listen, every official car has such dark tints, they can't see what's on the outside. And I asked the police the other day. I say, y'all changed the law, eh? Say, what do you mean? I say, dark tints is legal now, eh? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Anyway, despite our differences, I got your back. Man, listen here. This thing about the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every contract is underwritten by the public push. Every contract. There's no private money involved here.
No. Right.
You know, now, no. I know people, even family members. They live by contracts.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a regular job.
Mm-hmm.
They get something to do, and they go around hiring poverty stricken persons to work.
Mm.
And you know, in terms of having a level of accountability as if the job is done properly, you know, not the problem. But our biggest issue is that we have allowed it. And it has become an accepted practice within both parties. You know, I hope this election, you know, we get an opportunity to redress.
The leadership makes a difference, because I could tell you one thing. And again, I'm going to call his name because I worked with him.
Yes.
You do nonsense and foolishness under Hubert Alexander Ingram.
No.
It will not stand. Will not stand, my friend. I can tell you that. No. Okay? Because he expected, he believed that the public ought to get value for its money. You can do your patronage if you can do a little bit of patronage. And he always believed in fairness. But the public ought to get value for its money.
Okay? And you know, if there's one standout in that particular man's career, he got all kind of flack for, you know, I mean, digging up the road was part of the opposition's campaign against him. But if those road works had not happened,
you don't want to live in Nassau.
There would be no tourist product in this country. Well, in Nassau, you know, and you know, I think you know we need to stop being distracted.
Well, okay, let me tell you what has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens in the next election, FNM, PLP, it doesn't matter. The leadership of the country has to be more grounded. Mm-hmm. Has to be more grounded in the realities of the everyday life of Bahamians. Mm-hmm. The things that matter today must matter to them much more. Every day you ride on the roads, every day you see the environment you're in, every day you have to interact with the government services, every day you don't see a hospital going up, every day you don't see an airport being built, that's not your everyday experience.
But you know, but
people, where they live.
But for a leadership to continue, right, there must be some kind of cognitive disconnect between what they see. I think if those who this time around, if they make up their minds to submit themselves to the process that entails the office in which they have been elected to, you know, just to get your party for a while. Even the office of the prime minister has certain responsibilities. If the prime minister would be the prime minister, if the member of parliament for a particular place would be the member of parliament for a particular place, and make that their prime concern, you know, we would be much further ahead.
I got you, brother. Appreciate you calling. This text says, good afternoon, Lang. I totally agree with the state of the roads. I am in the Carmichael constituency, and the MP has done absolutely nothing in my area to improve the condition of the road, especially those side corners. I don't even understand it. I would think it's a no-brainer. I would have thought it was a no-brainer. Listen, if I fix the roads in Nassau, this is the capital city of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This should be the pride and joy of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Now, can I say it again? The pride and joy of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the capital city with all its economic inertia, with all its social programs. That if I fix the roads in this place and really do a good job with that, how you can tell me I ain't do nothing? How will you tell me that? Seriously? You drive down East Bay Street, heading toward the East Bay Plaza and them. And go, right, this is a main road now. And you feel like you're driving on some kind of bumpy thoroughfare. All kind of chop up. This utility thing I'm then do something. That utility. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Put more money back in your pocket with a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It says there used to be a guy who kept around Government House in C.R. Walker. He kept it immaculate before they retired him. That was in 2010. There about he took pride in what he did. And I also gave him his flowers while he worked. These potholes are not only damaging the undercarriage of vehicles, they can cause severe accidents. No question about it. No question about it. Pride, man. That's what it is. We need a program to promote and to build Bahamian pride, national pride. I'm not saying there aren't proud Bahamians. I'm not saying there aren't things to be proud of in the Bahamas. So don't get me wrong on that. I know that there are. But as a nation, we need to bring back community pride. We need to bring back national pride. We need to bring back this sense that it isn't acceptable to have it all chop up like that, all juck up like that, to have it all faded like that, to have it all crack up like that. It's not, this the government of the Bahamas should have no building that in, when you look on it does not bring you pride. None. And I don't think Bahamians would be angry if you're spending money doing that. I don't think so. No school in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas should be unlandscaped. No children running up and down and you can't see grass in a $15 million school? Come on, man. But now, let's be real. So it's a question of how you prioritize what you're doing, because we know sometimes the cash flow is lean. It lean. That's why this one is old and that one is old and this one can't be paid and that one can't be paid. You can't buy that. You can't buy the next thing. Fix up your house, man. Stop taking on new and big projects. Fix up your existing house. Let your next project be the development project. Let your current project be the restoration project. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
The line, how are you today? Enjoying the show. Well, National Pride Day is coming up. Why don't we all the humans just take pride and clean up our surroundings and set everybody piled up in Austin Square talking about National Pride? I live in the yard, so do he. I remember.
Well,
you
but you
and
don't
I were Ingram going around every Saturday morning. He used to check in with Rose and Park to find out where they go in and when they go in. He was
so
keeping the island clean.
Okay, so I'm all for encouraging people to keep their yard clean and so forth. I'm all for that. But what I'm on is, I'm on the government's tip right now because the public spaces are not the responsibility of me and you individually. The public spaces are the responsibility.
I agree.
And I believe if the state demonstrated more excellence in its upkeep, it might encourage, inspire others to do so in their upkeep.
That's true.
So that's why I'm on this tip. And I'm on it not for the Davis administration, not for the Minnis administration. I'm on it for the government administration, whoever it is the case, to let's get with the program. The place looked nasty. This Nassau, I was embarrassed.
Yes, it's
driving
shameful.
Around Nassau.
Yes, shameful. And me bragging about how much tourists come in here to see all this dirt.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I don't know whose responsibility it is, whether it's public works or parks and playground or whoever it is. You ain't watching, bro. You are not. You're not paying attention like you need to. See, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what Hubert Alexander Ingram used to tell me. He said, Shivago, when you're driving, you got to keep your head up looking outside. Keep your window down sometimes, too, so you can notice and observe what is happening in your country. You go, you mind that air conditioner and them people them driving you and use the big shot minister. If Sir Lyndon Pinden used to say to his people, for me to be what I want to be, they got to be what they want to be. And it's as clear as that. This text says, so these young people need to get out of their me, myself, and I complexes and register and vote for good governance and accountability for whomever is in office. They will be the beneficiaries of whatever they are now apathetic or disciplined about. Please do a show to help them to understand the privilege they have. Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna try to encourage voter registration and voting. Ain't nobody on this show telling you how to vote. So if you was FNM and think I can tell people how to vote, you got another thing coming. If you PLP and think I can tell people how to vote, you got another thing coming. DNA or COI, same thing. I ain't telling nobody how to vote, but I sure can make, I'm going to encourage you to go register to vote, and I'm going to encourage you to go to vote, and I'm going to encourage you to stay in the process after the vote. I'm going to give you all this again. Popularity is the currency of politics. Politicians trade on popularity. You want to put pressure on them, put pressure on their popularity. And where's that popularity most manifest? It is most manifest in the media, in the press, and then on the ground. See, some people don't understand the power of shame, right? And shame isn't like when you shame people just to keep them down, you're being cruel and idiotic and stupid. But shame is a community concept that's intended to say, we have a standard in this community. You have breached it. You violated it. When you then rectify your way, you get fully back accepted into the community. The greatest example of that is the so-called parable of the lost, the prodigal son. His father didn't just restore him with all that he had done as a servant. He got full restoration. That's what happens when you rectify yourself from the activity that caused you shame. And so it is useful to call us out on our shameful conduct in public life, in terms of your public affairs and the way you handle in your responsibilities and duties. And when you rectify it, we should say, yeah, you restored your way, boy. Oh, you restored your way. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang.
Yes, hi, how you doing?
I've been trying to get an answer to this question from someone who understand the state, the community, and, you know, different parts like that.
Mm.
So, there's a strip of road that I had to, when I was building, I had to cut through to get electricity from BTC. Myself, right? When the government or the utilities people, they put in all the utilities after I cut the road and put in the electricity. Now, I went from over 25 years ago, when the first.
Okay, sir, I'm serious. Really, we're running out of time. I need you to kind of get to the point for me, please.
Yes, that's the point.
But what is the point?
The point is, well, what the government says is a private road, but then the MP comes and says he's the member of parliament for that particular, that covers to that particular short piece of road. And that's over 30 years ago. None of them, all of them says the same thing. But they are my member of parliament. They're not representing me.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your calling. If you are in an area and the subdivision is a private subdivision, any road in that subdivision is private, and the ability of the government for its maintenance and upkeep, unless the government decides to take that responsibility on. So it's really the developer that might have the role to play in doing whatever rectification need be done to your situation if it's a private subdivision. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Shivago.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Good man.
My grandmother, me, from I was 5 years old, before years from Salvador, that you don't only clean the yard, so you clean from the road, in the front of your yard, from the edge of the road with the government paved, you clean on the other side of the road if it's dirty, okay? So you keep everything, that's Bohemian Pride.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. You could take that on. You know, in Freeport, guess what? I don't have to do that, bro, because the port is make sure the verges are kept. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us. God spares life. We'll be back with you again.